our way through Tesvav here. We're working our way back from the mission on Yadalat Amud Beis. We had said that if one of the loaves, either Shtei Alechem or the Lechem Apanim, for good measure we're going to throw in the Todah today, but if one of them becomes Tameh, so Rabbi Yehuda said, Shneim Yetzel Beis HaSareifa. So he says, the rest of them have to go out to be burned as well. She'ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk, because you don't divide up a Karban Tzibur, either it's all good or it's all no good. And B'chachavim Omer, Matamei B'tum Asa V'atar Ye'achel. The Chacham said, no, the Tameh one is Tameh, the Tar one is Tar, and finished. So Rabbi Elazar gives us an introduction to the topic by explaining Amar Rabbi Elazar, bottom of Yadalat Amud Beis, Machlokis Lifnei Zerika. This Machlokis from Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is specifically before Zerika Sadam, meaning it became Tameh before you ever did the Zerika on the animal, the Karban Todah or the Shnei Kvasim. That's it. Avala Achar Zerika. But if you did your Zerika properly and then one of the loaves becomes Tameh, Divrei Hakol HaTameh B'tumasa V'Tar Yachal, everybody agrees that the Tameh one is Tameh, the Tar one is Tar, and finished. And that's actually relatively straightforward, and that when the dust settles, everybody's gonna have agreed with that. That's the easy part. The question that we have is, what's behind Rabbi Yehuda's svara? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that if one of these loaves becomes tamei before Zerika, now we say that all of them are no good? That's what we want to know. V'lefnei Zerika, the last line on Yadalat Amud Beis, V'lefnei Zerika b'may pligi. What's the machlokas about before Zerika? So Amar Rav Papa gives me the first of two approaches. Rav Papa says, B'tzitz meratza al achilos kamiflagi. The machlokas is, we know that the tzitz works for tuma of karbanos, meaning that you can have situations in which a karban is tameh, and yet you're able to process it. However, that we the carbon is tamei, not the person is tamei, but the carbon is tamei. We're going to have that. That's actually going to figure into the Gemara. But the assumption is it's about the carbon rather than about the person. Rav Papa says we know that regarding what we call olin, things that are going on the mizbeach. The question is, does that really apply regarding achilos, regarding a part of the carbon you're going to eat, like these loaves of bread? And he says that's exactly the machlokas. But tzitz maratza al achilos kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether the tzitz is also effective regarding something you're going to eat. And the top of Tezov and Aleph continues it. Rabbanan savri hatzitz maratza al achilos. The Rabbanan say that tzitz works also as far as things that you will eat. Now, very important to clarify, Rashi stresses it, Tosa stresses it as well. Take a look at the top Rashi. Rabbanan savri hatzitz Meratza al tumas achilas kohanim, regarding tuma of something the kohanim will eat, lemeve zrika shenizrika alein zrika ma'aliyasa, such that the zrika you perform is valid. Umiu, however, ki meratza tzitz lemeve karbon ma'aliyah. What the tzitz does, the tzitz's effectiveness is that the karbon is considered valid. Aval tamei lo mishtri ba'achila, it's not going to permit you to eat the tamei karbon. That far we won't go. Da'avar le belav meve habasar shi gabachol tamei. The pasuk says, if meat touches something tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. So when we say Rabbanan Savri Atzitz Meratza Al Achilos, it just means the karban is a valid karban.
It means you can eat the portion of it.
And you can eat theoretically, we're going to find that's not necessarily so. But as of now, that's an acceptable havamina. So Rabbi Elazar says, what this is a machlokas about is that the Rabbanan believe that if part of the edible part of the karban becomes tameh before the zrika, nonetheless, Rabbanan will say your karban can go through as planned and you just won't eat the tameh portion. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says no. Eina tzitz meratza al achilos. The tzitz only works as far as the parts of the carbon that are going on the mizbeach. That's where ritzui takes place. However, if part of the carbon that was slated for eating becomes tameh, now your carbon is no good entirely. The carbon is void. You have to bring a new carbon. The way he looks at it, Tosus puts it very succinctly and clearly. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Eina Tzitz Meratza V'Havalei Hai Tameh Ka'avud V'Saruf. We treat the Tameh loaf, the Tameh edible portion of the carbon, we treat it as though it didn't exist, as though it had been lost, as though it had been burned. If I were to try to bring a carbon Toda with only 30 loaves, because 10 of the loaves got destroyed, it wouldn't be any good. So too here, if I try to bring my lechem aponim, or my karban todah, or my shtei alechem, and one of them is tameh, before the zrika, I treat it as though it's not there. One of the requirements of a karban that's supposed to have edible components is that the edible components must actually be edible. That's Rabbi Yehuda's view. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, according to Rav Papa. The Gemara, though, is going to challenge Rav Papa on three grounds. First of all, Amale Rav Huna Breder of Nasan le Rav Papa. Rav Huna Breder of Nasan says to Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breder of Nasan is Rav Huna. Sometimes we list him with his father, sometimes we don't. But he says to Rav Papa, Va'olin, what about the case of Olin, things that do go on the Mizbeach? The tzitz merasa al ha'olin, where we accept, everybody agrees that the tzitz works for things that go on the mizbeach, upligi, and yet the machlokes remains. Disanya, here's the brisa, nitma echad min ha'bazichin, the bazichin of Lavona, right? Those spoonfuls of frankincense from the lechem ha'panim that are going to go on the mizbeach entirely, so they are unquestionably olin, and not ochlin. And yet, upligi, and yet the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim remains. Disanya, as the brisa says, nitma echad min ha'bazichin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shneim Ye'asu Betuma Lefishein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. Rabbi Yehuda says both bazichin are processed bituma, meaning you can let them touch each other as far as we're concerned. It actually says Yiguzel Zelazem Yirtzeh, they can touch each other and both become tamei as far as we are concerned, because you can't divide up a karban tzibur. Once it's once one of them is tamei, it's treated as though the entire thing is tamei. V'chacham Omer Matamei Bituma Savatar Batarasa. The Chacham say no. Tamei is Tamei, Tahor is Tahor. Now, if you really believe the way that we framed it, the Rav Yehuda says that for Olin, the tzitz works, then I should keep the Tamei one Tamei, and I should keep the Tahor one Tahor. Because I should process them just as the Chachamim says. Keep the tar one as Tahor as you can. Take a look at Rashi. Shein karban et tzibur chaluk. Va'afilu, our addition, imagio bishneim tameim, it'll work even if you touch them, both of them touch, such that they become tamei, they both become tamei. The carbon sibur docha tuma, it's a communal carbon, it'll override tuma anyway, as the Gemara Pesachim says. But v'amaylo havi tar b'tahara sa, why doesn't he say the tar should be processed b'tahara? Hatzitz meratza al ha'olin, the tzitz works for those things that are going on the mizbeach. V'avi aktar ma'al yisa, so it's a valid burning on the mizbeach. V'asur l'tamei, and you shouldn't be allowed to render the tar one tamei. You can't give up hope on this carbon. This is a valid carbon. Rabbi Yehuda, if you believe that tzitz works for olin, then the tzitz works for the olin here, and therefore you should keep the tahor loaf tahor. It took me a long time to get that straight, and I thought that I thought okay, now I had got past the hard part. I didn't realize how difficult the rest of the daf was going to be. But the ode, and further, that's one challenge to our understanding, to Rav Papa's understanding of Rav Yehuda, the ode, and further, a second challenge. Omer Rav Ashi says, Tashma, come and hear from the following. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says regarding the Karban Pesach, Afilu Shevet Echot Tamei V'chol Ashvatim Tahorin Yasu Betuma. Even if a single Shevet is Tamei, Rashi fills in the gap, B'yud Dalet B'Nisan, it's the 14th of Nisan, Usvira Le Rav Yehuda Shevet Echot Ikri Kahal, Rav Yehuda believes that a full Shevet is called Kahal, called community. Correct. So he says, Hilkach Dochet Tumah, so it'll override Tumah V'yasu Kulan B'Tumah Imo, and therefore all of them can do the Karban B'Tumah. Now this is not Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. This is very important to note. Tosos takes pains to spell that out. This isn't Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. The way I know that is because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur does not permit you to eat from the Karban. That's Tosos' point here. Even Rashi is not telling me Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur here. Rather, go back into Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Shevet Echot Tamei V'chol Ashvatim Tahorin Yasu B'Tumah. And his reason is, Lefi She'ein Karbanos Tzibur Chalok, because we don't divide up the Karban Tzibur. Now these, the Karban Pesach, are Ochlin, things that you eat, not things that get burned on the Mizbeach. So, v'hacha, my hatzitz meratze ikar. What kind of tzitz meratze are you talking about over here? These are Ochlin, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe that you can invoke Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur here. Now, the Shita Mekubetes, Yaakov asks the question of why we're even applying tzitz meratze here. After all, this is where the people are tamei, not where the carbon is tamei. And tzitz meratze is about tuma of the carbon, not tuma sagus. So if you take a look at Shita Mekubetzes Os Gimel, he addresses that as well as other issues. He says, I don't understand why you're bringing in tzitz meratze in the first place. But going back into our Gemara itself, he says, even l'shitascha, you believe that sitz meratzah works, but you believe it only works for olin, not for ochlin, not things you're going to get to eat. V'od, and further, we're about 12 or 15 lines down on Tesvav Amid Aleph. I have a third challenge to Rav Papa. Ha'ama Ravina Tashma, Ravina brings the following challenge from our own Mishnah. Nidmeis achas min achalos or achas min asedarin. Our wording in our Mishnah was that if one of the loaves or sets of loaves from the lechem aponim, either one loaf from the shtei lechem or sets of loaves from the lechem aponim becomes tamei. Rabbi Yehuda mishneim yetsu lebeis hasreifa lefishein korban zibur cholok. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to destroy all of them because you don't divide up the korban zibur. And the chachamim say no. The tamei one is tamei. The tar one you're going to get to eat and it will be fine and the korban is going to be valid. End of quote. And our point is they fit the shitos. These are ochlin. These are things you eat. So I understand. Rabbi Yehuda says the tzitz doesn't work. The Chum said that it does work. However, Vim Isa, if it's really true, if we are correct that Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is because he doesn't think that tzitz works for things you're going to eat, then lefisha ein hatzitz miratza al achilos mi bayalei. That should have been the reason he gave in the Mishnah, not we don't divide up a karban zibur. His reason should have been because the tzitz didn't work. Ella, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what? Here's a second explanation for what the machlokas is really about. The machlokas is about the following point: Lamud aruch hu befiv shel Rabbi Yehuda shein karban zibur chaluk. Rabbi Yochanan had an established lesson that he had received, as Rashi says, Shashon amei rabosav, that you don't divide up a karban zibur, and therefore, if part of it becomes tamei, the whole thing is treated as tamei. So dealing with the three challenges that we brought in the discussion about the bazichin are of the lechem aponim, they are a communal carbon. One becomes tamei, we treat them both the same way, and it doesn't matter if they both become tamei now. By the carbon pesach, we treat the carbon pesach as a carbon sibur, even though it's going to be consumed by individual families. This is a discussion you may remember from the end of Pesachim. We treat the carbon pesach as a carbon sibur, and as far as the tamei loaves, therefore also we'll reject all of them together, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if they became tamei before Zerika. I believe we still retain Rabbi Elazar's understanding that the machlokas is only if they became tamei before Zrika. If they become tamei after Zrika, everybody will agree. Your carbon is valid. Everything was good at the time you did the Zrika's Hadam. Good. That's part one of this very fun daf. That brings us to part two. And our a new Mishnah. And yeah. Yeah, but I think in practice, that's our conclusion in the end of the discussion in Pesachim, is that it's considered a carbon zibur. I think we do. Certainly, we weren't talking about Rabbit Sibor, we do. But I believe we treat it as a carbon Sibor. We also had the discussion regarding the Bamos and the ability to bring the carbon Pesach on a Bama as a carbon Sibor. Remember, we talked about it there as well. It's not so clear cut, but certainly here we're treating it as a carbon Sibor. That's clearly the view here. Sorry? Yeah, I think it's actually, isn't there Rabbi Yehuda over there who's debating with them?
The Chachamim said that the whole tribe is Tamil, that they're not to do that on
a... Oh, on this issue here.
Yeah, this issue.
On this issue here, I think you're right. I think you're correct. I think you're correct. Okay. That tribe does not. Sheva does not. Yeah. Okay. So now we talk about the function of the bread in relation to the carbon that it's associated with. As I wrote on the sheet, bread is an adjunct of the carbon with which it is associated and is influenced by it. The flip side being it doesn't necessarily influence the carbon itself. Look at the Mishnah. A pigul thought regarding the toda meat will affect the bread, but not vice versa. Ketzad, how so? Shachad es hatoda lechom imena lamacha. You shechted the animal, planning to eat from the animal tomorrow. So it was a thought about the meat. He vehalechem mifugalin. Then the bread becomes pigul along the way. Lechom and alechem lamacha. If your thought was about the loaves, the bread, halechem mifugal, then the bread becomes pigul. Vatoda ina mifugalis. But the meat is just fine. So it's a one way street. The meat affects the bread. The bread does not affect the meat. To use a term that's going to be important in the Gemara, the meat is strongly connected to the toda as a whole. The bread is less strongly connected to the carbon toda as a whole. Because the meat can affect the whole thing, the bread cannot affect the whole thing. That's going to matter. Okay, that's the first half of our Mishnah. Second half of our Mishnah, Hakavasim mefaglin es halachem, alchemin mefagil es hakavasim. Regarding the shtei halachem, the same idea. The lambs, of meaning a pigle fought with the lambs, makes the bread pigle, but not vice versa. Ketzad, how so? Hashochet es hakavasim lachomayim amachar, heim vehalachem mefugalin. You shechted the two lambs, planning a pigle fought from the meat tomorrow, so then the bread is also pigle. Whereas lachol es halachem amachar, if your thought was that the bread would be eaten after the right time, then halechem befugal, the bread becomes pigul vakvasimen and mefugalin, but the lambs do not. The Gemara is going to explain why I needed to mention this law for both the Toda and the Shtei Halechem separately. Okay. Gemara. So the first stage in the Gemara is the explanation of why this is a one-way relationship. My time a why. We have two approaches. First, Ilema Mishum de Rav Kahana. Maybe your answer is because of Rav Kahana's comment. Dam Rav Kahana, Minayin Lachme Toda Shenikru Toda. He says, how do you know that the Toda bread is actually called by the name Toda? Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Vekriv Al Zevach HaToda. Chalos, you shall bring on the Toda, you shall bring chalos. So what? So Rashi explains, it sounds like the Toda is the Chalos. I should start earlier in Rashi. It should have said, bring Chalos on the Zevach HaTodah. But it doesn't. It says, it puts them closer together. It sounds like Toda is the Chalos. Therefore, so when the guy has the pigle fought and he says, I'm going to eat from the Toda tomorrow, we assume that includes the loaves, and therefore the loaves become pigle as well. That's your idea. But if that's really true, that the reason why the loaves are included is because we call them Toda, then the opposite statement should be true as well. If so, back in the Gemara, Ibchanami, the verse should be true just also. If you have a thought about the bread, it affects the animal too. So he says, hello, Kasha. No, that's not a problem. Lechem, ikri toda, aval toda lo ikri lechem. Right? Like the whole thing about mikdash ikri mishkan and mishkan ikri mikdash, if you remember that discussion as well. So he says, bread is called the toda, but the toda, when you use the word toda, you don't assume that that also means the bread. So the Gemara says, wait, come on. Ela hadiksani hakvasim mefaglin es halechem, v'alechem eino mefagel es hakvasim. When we say that regarding the lambs for Shavuos, right, you say that the lambs affect the bread, but the bread doesn't affect the lambs. Lechem hechi ashkechan de'ikri kvasim. Where do you ever find that the word kvasim is used to refer to the bread? That may work for the Toda, it's not going to work for the Shtei Alechem. So we throw out that idea. That's not the idea. Ela Hainu Taima, rather this is the reason. Lechem Gilal Toda, Ve'en Toda Gilal De Lechem, or Gilal Lechem, the dollar probably shouldn't be there. The idea is that the bread is considered to be coming because of the meat of the Karban Toda, and not vice versa. Lechem Gilal De Kvasim, or just Kvasim, Ve'en Kvasim Gilal De Lechem. The same thing by the Shtei Alechem. The bread is there because of the lambs are not there because of the bread. This is what we call in brachos, ikar and tafel. Which thing is your essence and which thing is your subsidiary? The bread is tafel to the animal, and therefore a pigle thought about the bread doesn't affect the animal. A pigle thought about the animal does affect the bread. Utsrichi, and you needed to mention both. Why? You needed to mention both the Toda and the Shtei Alechem. Had you taught me this rule regarding the Toda, that the meat affects the bread, but the bread doesn't affect the meat, I would have said, yeah, there it makes sense that your thought about the bread doesn't affect the meat. Because you're not going to put them together and elevate them and wave them around and all that, so there's a weaker connection. But when you're dealing with the lambs do affect each other in the sense that they are going to be lifted along with the bread. And Ema, I might have gone further and said, if you're going to have this thought about the bread, it's also going to affect the lambs. That's what I would have said. I would have been more strict and more connected regarding the lambs, and vice versa. Rashi says, had you only mentioned the lambs, and said the lambs, despite the tenufa, the meat affects the bread doesn't affect the meat, then I would have said the toda, where they're even less connected, a thought about the meat won't affect the bread. Rashi fills in the second half. The Gemara didn't walk us through it. But therefore, at Tzricha, you needed to mention both. Okay, that was the easy part. Now we get to the more challenging part. they still with us here? I'm telling you, this one, I sweated over this one yesterday. I was scared I was going to come in today and just read through the Gemara straight without any explanations. The idea here in this next piece is to understand this issue of the meat and bread combination and the strong connection of the meat to the bread and the weak connection of the bread to the meat. And there are going to be three versions to a question in this discussion. The question is a question that Rabbi Elazar asks Rav. Rabbi Elazar may Rav. Rabbi Elazar asks Rav. What happens if you shecht the carbon toda planning to eat an olive-sized amount from it and its bread in combination? As Rashi says, half an olive-sized amount from each one together. Mahu, do they combine to render pigul? I know for sure, I'm not even asking about rendering the toda pigul, rendering the meat pigul, because after all, hashta kulo me lachma lo mifkala, if the whole kezias came from the bread, the meat wouldn't be pigul. Mi meno mi lachma mibaya, would I even think it if it's a half from the meat and half from the bread? In other words, you have two challenges now. Challenge number one is that it incorporates the bread in the pigul thought, and challenge number two is that you're trying to combine the meat and the bread together. I'm not even going there. That's not my question. My question is, what about the bread? Does the bread become pigul? My question is, what about the influence on the bread itself? Five lines up from the bottom. Does the meat combine with the bread such that the bread will become pigul? That's my question, he says. So, Amar Lay, to which he replied, Af bizu alechem mefugal v'atoda ena mefugelas. He says, the toda, you're right, is not affected, but the bread is affected. The bread does become pigul, and here we get the kal v'chomer. Ve'amai, why? Lema kal v'chomer. Let's say a kal v'chomer, and here's the way I think this line should be read. There's a whole, Rashi brings one approach, Ashita Mekubetas brings another approach. This is, I think, the way the line should be read. Uma hamafagel, ein mispagel. Habolafagel velo pigel. Einodin shalo yispagel. That's pretty good. We can go right there from there. No. What he says is when the meat tries to create pigul, okay, upon the bread, that works. But the meat will not itself be affected. In other words, the meat affects the meat, and the meat affects the bread. Therefore, the meat to the bread is a strong connection, right? And yet, if you do a half-half, the meat is not affected. That you accepted, you stipulated that at the outset. We didn't even ask. We said, for sure, half-half won't affect the meat. So, maha mefagel, the meat, which is the mefagel, it can render bread, pigul, in a general sense. Forget half-half. We have an olive-sized amount of meat. It will affect the bread. And yet, ein mispagel, the meat will not become pigul itself. Habalifagel velo pigel, then the bread, which has a weaker status, because the bread, in normal circumstances, affects the bread, but not the meat. So it has a weaker connection. Einodin shelo yispagel. I should say that in the half-half case, the bread should not become pigul. That's his argument. To which the Gemara says, Umi amrinan kavachomer kiyai gavna. Do you really do a kavachomer like that? Look at this other case by kilayim, which will be so much easier to understand. Vatanya, what about the following brisa? That was a joke. Maisa be'echad shezara karmo shel chavero simadar. There was somebody who planted somebody else's vineyard when it was in the smadar state. And the point of the smadar state, as Tosos explains here, is that the grapes have not yet grown. The grapes are still in their early stage. I'm sorry? Yeah, but no, Chanata is only the first flower. Chanata is not, the grapes have not yet developed. So the idea is that your friend has a vineyard, and him being your friend, you went in and planted seeds in there so that you generate kilei akerem. The ubam ma'islef nei chachamim, the chachamim had to deal with this question and ask, okay, so now what happens? V'asru es hazraim. They said the seeds are off limit. That's kilei akerem. The tiru es hagefanim, but the grapes are fine. So he says, Ve'amai, why? Let's try to apply your same kavachomer. Lema kavachomer, let's do a kavachomer. Uma ha'oser, eino ne'esar. The grapes, we call the grapes the oser, because when the grapes grow, that's when you generate your kilei akerem. If the grapes don't grow, there's no kilei akerem here. So the grapes are called the oser, and yet they don't become prohibited, so their connection is weak. Habalesor, the loasar, the seeds which came along to generate this when the guy planted the seeds in your vineyard and did not succeed in prohibiting the grapes, einodin shelo yitaser, so the seeds should not become kilayim either. That's the argument. To which he says, what are you talking about? Hachi hashta, here is now. Hasam over there, kanbus veluf asra Torah, the whole deoraisa rule of kilei hakarem does not apply to zraim. It applies to kanbus. We know what kanbus is, right? Canvas, cannabis, it's talking about canvas and loof, these are types of beans, as Rashi says, mine kitnis. And there, asra Torah, the Torah prohibits them because, specifically, Rashi's first edition, shein zaram kala, because the seeds don't disappear, they have a root that remains there in the vineyard. That's where it becomes asr, skip the parentheses. Right, Sha'ar Zeraim midrabanan hu de'asiri. The other seeds are only a derabanan in the first place. So Haida Avidi Sura Kansura Rabbanan, Haida Lo Avidi Sura Lo Kansura Rabbanan. So the whole thing is only a derabanan. And they said, we're going to do it to the guy who came along and planted seeds in somebody else's vineyard. We're not going to fine the owner of the vineyard and say, we're going to apply a derabanan to you too, Mr. Vineyard Owner. He didn't do anything wrong. So there, it's a derabanan. So we apply it where we apply it, we don't apply it where we don't apply it. Abal Hacha, but going back to our case, we're dealing with Delraisas here on the pickle issue, we should say a kalvachomer. And again, our kalvachomer argument, now that we've got the kilayim out of the way, our kalvachomer is this. Meat affects meat, meat affects bread, and yet, if you do a half-half, it doesn't affect the meat. Bread is weaker in its connection, because bread only affects bread. Certainly, it shouldn't become disqualified in the half-half case. That's the argument that he wants to give. That's his argument. That's version number one. Version number two. V'ika demasi la'kvasim. It's the same exact question. Don't get scared. It's just not about a toda. It's about the shnei kvasim instead. V'ika demasi la'kvasim. Ba minei Rabbi Elazar mei Rav. Rabbi Elazar asked Rav. Hashochet es ha'kvasim lecho kizayis mehenu milachman. If a person shechts the lambs, plans to eat an olive size amount from both in combination, the meat and the bread, tomorrow. Mao, what's the rule? Levgulei kvasim lo kimibayili. Again, no question. It's not going to affect the lambs. Hashta kulum elechem lo mifgali. Because if he had a full zayis out of the bread, it wouldn't affect the lambs. This more distant case, if you have a combination, a half-half, it wouldn't even be a question for us. We're not asking that. The question is, what about affecting the bread? Do you in fact combine the half-half? And he said, yeah, the bread is affected. The lambs are not. Just like we said regarding the carbon toda, that's the same answer over here. Yeah. Which, by the way, is logical. If the whole reason why meat affects the bread is because the bread comes as a function of the meat, so it makes sense that the meat can combine for the kazayas. But the Gemara asks the same kavachomer. V'amai lema kavachomer. Let's say the kavachomer. Uma hamefagel eino mispagel. The meat affects the bread, but does not get affected by it. So I'm sorry. The meat affects the bread, and the meat affects the meat. It doesn't get affected by the half half. So haba lefagel velo pigel. The bread, which can't even affect the meat when it's a full thing, let alone when it's a half thing, and then shlo yispagel should not be affected by the by your half case. That's our argument. To which they say, umi amrina kalvachomer ki agavna. Do you really do that? Let's go back to kilayim. Vatanya ma'isa bechet shezara kamer shachaver smadar v'chulu. We don't bother to quote the whole story. V'amai. Why do you say that only the seeds become kilayim? Lema kalvachomer maha oser eino neesar. Right, the grapes that are the oser do not become prohibited in the case that you describe. Haba lesor veloasar, the zera which doesn't succeed in rendering the grapes off limits, in addition, lo yisaser should not become asar on its own. To which he says, hachi hashta, don't compare them. Hasam kanbus veluf asra Torah. There, the Torah prohibited it. It's biblical only for those two things. Kanbus veluf. Shar zera midrabanan udi asiri. The other is only derabanan. Hadavadi sura kansua rabanan. They find the zoreya because he did something wrong. Delavadi sura lo kansua rabanan. Fine. But here we should say the kavachomer. Now, mand masni la atoda kol shkein akvasim. If you apply this lesson regarding the toda, you certainly apply this lesson regarding the lambs. Because remember, regarding the lambs, the shtei alechem, they're more connected because you do a tenufa. So for sure, if it'll happen regarding the Tavodah, it'll happen regarding the lambs. Uman demasni la kavasim, the one who teaches it regarding the kavasim will say, kavasim huda huzkiku zela zela tenufa. By the lambs, they get picked up together. And therefore, it's more likely they should be done together. Aval toda, lo huzkiku zela zeh, but tenufa, well, the Torah, they're not going to be lifted together, not. So therefore, you couldn't extrapolate from one to the other necessarily. That's our second version of it. We've now completed the hard part. Version number three. Rabbi Abba Zuti Boy Lahachi. The same question, but he understands the question differently. First wide line. Ba'mine Rabbi Elazar Me Rav. Rabbi Elazar asks Rav the question this way. Hashochet is akeves lechol kizayis mechaveiro lemachar. Yishach the lamb, planning to eat a kizayis from it. Friend tomorrow. This is one of those sources that shows that chaver doesn't really mean friend. Watch what happens in the Gemara. Yishach the lamb planning to eat a kezias of its friend tomorrow. Mahu, what's the deal? What does chaver mean? Chavero keves mashma. Does chavero mean the other lamb? And therefore, v'lome fagel, we'll see, based on a Mishnah on Daf Tezayin of Aleph, it will not render the other lamb, it won't render it pigul, because one lamb does not affect the other lamb. And the lamb is silent, so to speak. So he says, "Velomefagel, o dim alechem mashma, or does chaveiro mean the bread that comes with it? Umefagel, and it will render it pigul. What does chaver mean?" So Amar Le, Tani Sua, he said, "Oh, we learned that already. Shachat echad min akvasim leechom imenu lemachar hu pigul v'chaveiro kasher. If you shech the lamb, planning to eat it tomorrow, it is pigul, and the other one, the chaver, is kasher. Leechom echaveiro lemachar shneim ksherim. To eat the chaver tomorrow, they're both kasher." End of quote. Alma chaveiro keves mashma. That's clear in that context. We're talking about the other lamb. So therefore, chaver must mean the other lamb. I'm reminded that Ibn Ezra in Lashor Reya. Ben Parim. I'll explain it afterwards for those who aren't familiar with that Ibn Ezra. But he says, Dilma, maybe not. Dilma de Parish Vamar Chavero Keves. Maybe that case is where you actually said it's friend the other lamb. But maybe Chaver could really mean the bread that comes with it. Okay. New Mishnah. This is a brand new discussion. We're now done with bread, and we're dealing with nesachim, the nesachim that come along, the oil, the wine, that come along with a carbon. And the question is, how exactly the nesachim can become pigul? So first point is, that once you put the nesachim into the kli, meaning the kli shares, at that point they become kodesh, and now they can become pigul. With your thought about the carbon. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's view. No one is going to disagree with him, by the way, but we happen to call Rabbi Meir here. Hanesachim einon mefaglin es hazevach. Second, just like the bread doesn't affect the carbon, so too the nesachim don't affect the carbon. Ketzad, how so? Hashochet es hazevach leachom imenu lemachar. If you shech the animal planning to eat from the animal tomorrow, hu unesachav mefugalin. It's pigul, and the nesachim become pigul. Whereas, lahakrib nesachav lemachar, if your thought was about the nesachim, then hanesachim befugalin. Then the nesachim become pigul, but hazevach einu mefugal. The zevach is not. It's just like we said for the bread. Tanu Rabbanan, Braisa says, Nischei behema chayavan alein mishum pigul, v'bnei shadama zevach matiron likarev, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir explains why the nesachim become pigul, because after all, the blood of the carbon is the matir for the nesachim. So, if you have a pigul thought when you're processing the matir, the nesachim can become pigul. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. So they have two objections to Rabbi Meir here. First of all, they say to Rabbi Meir, "V'halo adam mevi zivcho ayom nesachav ad asara yamim." You don't have to bring your nesachim today. You can bring your nesachim 10 days later. So they're really not connected to the animal. Your pigul thought should not be effective. Amar Len, to which he replied, "Afani lo amar diela b'boinim azevach." He says, "You're right. I'm only talking about where they actually come along with the animal." Amrulay, so they said back to him, their second challenge, "Efshar l'shanos l'zevach acher." You would technically be able to switch them to another carbon. Meaning, you can just say, that's not from this carbon. These are holiness nesachim for a different carbon. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no. Kesav Rabbi Meir, hokbu b'shchita kelach metoda. Rabbi Meir believes that they actually cannot be switched from that point onward. Once you do your shchita, they're dedicated for this carbon, just like the bread of the toda is linked to this carbon toda, once you do the shchita, and therefore they cannot be switched. That's his statement regarding nesachim with the behema, and now we're going to go through the same conversation about the oil of a mitzara. Tanu Rabbanan Braisa says, log shemen shal mitzara chayavan olav mishum pigul memnei shadam asha matiro lebahona. Was Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the mitzvah brings his log of oil, he has a piggle thought about the oil while he's doing the animal. The rule is, since the blood of the Asham permits you to use this for its avodah, therefore it can render it piggle. In other words, a matir for avodah, not a matir for achila. Nonetheless, it renders it piggle.
The piggle thought was on the meat of the Asham.
Could be, but why does it have to be?
Because otherwise it's not a parallel case to what we were talking about before.
Doesn't have to be. I don't think it has to be, because this has an avodah, the Nesachim don't. Right. No, that's true, but that just means during the Shechita of the Asham. It doesn't mean that it's about your use of the Asham. I believe here it's talking about even pigo for the avodah in general.
I say one intended to eat the meat the next day, so then the oil which accompanies it becomes pigo.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said before.
I hear what you're saying.
If you had a pigo thought by the behema, then the Nesachim that come with it would become...
Take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi Shadam HaZevach Matiron Likarev in the beginning when he's dealing with the first case. He says, Vavidavar Shiesh LaMatiron LaMizbeach. So it's not necessarily about Matiron for Achila, it's even about Matiron for the Mizbeach, like the log of the Mitzvah here, although the Nesachim also are LaMizbeach, so that doesn't prove anything. Maybe not. Okay, I can hear it either way. I'm not convinced one way or the other, but the point that he brings is that it becomes Pigel along with the carbon itself, and Amru Lolo Rabbi Meir, they said to Rabbi Meir, Valo Adam Mevi Hashemo Hayom Valogo Mikan Va'ad Asara Yamim. The log can be 10 days later. Amru Le Nafani Lomar Tilababama Hashem. He says, yeah, I'm only talking about where it comes with the Hashem. That's fine. Amru Le Evsher Lashanos, I should say, Lashem Achir, to which they replied, but wait a minute, you could switch it to another Hashem. So Amru Lo, sorry, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kisav Rabbi Meir, Hukbu Bishchita Kalach Mitoda. He says, yeah, but the Shechita affixes it to this carbon, just like Lachmei Todah gets tied to the carbon Todah. So the upshot of what we said today, so that we should understand something of what we said, is that, first of all, we have this machlokes about what happens if part of the Mincha becomes Tameh, because of a fundamental question. Do I view the carbon Tzibur as a unit or not? And that's my machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. That was number one. Number two, we said that the bread is affected by the carbon because it comes because of the carbon. But it doesn't go the other way around. The bread doesn't affect to the carbon, and it really is a one-way relationship. Number three, we said that the thought from the combined toda meat and bread will affect the bread, because the bread is a function of the carbon, and I don't care about your kavachomer, about strong connections and weak connections. That kavachomer is not considered to be relevant. Even though we were not able to knock it out, we ultimately did not change. Rav doesn't seem to change his mind. I believe he doesn't change his mind because the strong connection, weak connection really is irrelevant. It isn't about that. It's about the bread being a function of the carbon. I think that's the way we look at it. And then we said that the Nesachim are subject to the same rules that the loaves are, in the sense that the Nesachim are an adjunct of the carbon and become pigle along with the carbon, just like the bread does.